天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
让我们携手同走天路。亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是何晨星，很高兴今天与您在天路导向节目相遇。现代人对健康和财富特别的关注，我们在享受今生的健康和安逸的同时，我们是不是想到要为永恒做预备呢？麦克牧师将为我们分享积极生活的第六个秘诀。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome once again to this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎你收听这个节目。
In this series of messages, I am sharing 15 secrets of positive living from 2 Corinthians.
在这系列的信息中，我要从哥林多后书来跟你谈谈积极生活的15个秘诀。
But I want to begin by pointing out to a natural phenomena that is happening around the world.
首先我要指出当今世界各地都出现的一个自然现象。
And that is the preoccupation with health and wealth.
就是人们对健康与财富的关注。
If you watch television commercials and advertising, you notice this phenomenon.
只要看电视上的商品广告，你就会注意到这个现象。
We spend enormous amounts of money trying to improve our lives.
我们不惜花费大笔金钱来提高我们生活的素质。
And we spend even more money to prolong our lives.
花更多钱来延长我们的寿命。
Now, my listening friend, don't misunderstand me.
亲爱的朋友，请不要误解我的意思。
I am not telling you that there is something wrong with wanting to be healthy or prosperous.
我不是说追求健康与财富是不对的。
But I'm here to tell you that if you think that finding health, wealth, and prosperity in this life is all that has meaning to you, then you will experience a huge shock.
我是说，假如你认为在今生寻求健康和发财致富，这就是你人生全部的目标，有一天你会感到很震惊。
If the vast majority of your efforts, your time, and your money,are focused on health, wealth, and prosperity in this life alone.
如果你把自己大部分的精力、时间和金钱都集中在追求今生的健康、财富和昌盛，
then you are missing out on the very purpose of life.
你就会错过人生真正的目的。
The very reason why the Son of God left heaven, died on a cross,buried on a borrowed tomb and rose again on the third day.
神的儿子离开天堂，死在十字架上，埋葬在别人的坟墓里，又在第三天复活。主要的原因是
is so that he may offer everyone who would repent and surrender to him the life of real health and real wealth and real prosperity.
对于每一个愿意认罪悔改、归向他的人，耶稣要赐给他们生命中真实的健康、财富和丰盛。
My listening friend, please listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听我说。
It is only when you have taken hold of that real life of health, wealth, and prosperity will you be able to experience the life of positive living here and now.
唯有当你掌握了生命中真实的健康、财富和丰富，你才可以在今生过一个积极的生活。
And once you understand this, you have to remind yourself daily.
一旦你明白了这一点，你应该每天提醒自己。
And as you remind yourself of what is waiting you, you will live a life of positive living.
当你提醒着自己将要得到的福气，你就能过一个积极的生活。
Like the one that kept the Apostle Paul free from fear in the middle of flogging.
正如保罗，他知道自己的盼望所在，因此即使被鞭打时，他却没有恐惧。
It freed him from anxiety in the middle of attacks.
在备受攻击时，他没有焦虑。
Free from being intimidated in the face of death threats.
性命受到威胁时，却不被吓倒。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul said that this is the very purpose for living.
在哥林多后书第五章那里，保罗说，这就是他生命的目的所在。
The question that you must ask yourself is this.
你必须问自己。
Where will you spend your forever?
你永恒的归宿在哪里？
Will you spend it experiencing the life of true health, wealth, and prosperity, or will you spend it in judgment?
你将在永恒中享受真正的健康、财富和丰盛，还是接受审判的后果呢？
My listening friend, I want to tell you that there is a real heaven and a real hell.
亲爱的朋友，我要告诉你，确实有天堂和地狱的。
Because the Son of God, who created the world,said that there is real heaven and real hell.
因为创造世界的神子耶稣告诉我们，确实有天堂和地狱。
And that is why he came from heaven.
这就是为什么他从天降世。
So that whomsoever will believe in him,
是凡相信他的人
will go to heaven with him.
可以跟他一块儿到天堂去。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 to 10,
在哥林多后书第五章一到十节那里
，Paul tells us about heaven.
保罗谈到了天堂
，where the real life of true health, wealth, and prosperity is found.
只有在那里才有真实的健康、财富和丰盛。
In Philippians chapter 1, verse 23, Paul basically tells us that he cannot wait to experience that real life of true health, wealth, and prosperity.
腓立比书一章二十三节，保罗的意思就是说，他等不及去享受真实的健康、财富和丰盛的生活。
And that anticipation kept him above everything that this life could throw at him.
只要有这个盼望，今生临到他的任何事都不足介意了。
As far as the believer in Jesus Christ is concerned, death does not scare us.
对于耶稣基督的信徒来说，死亡不足惧。
It is our release from the slums to the mansions.
死亡只是我们脱离贫民窟、搬进豪宅的通道。
It is our transportation from disease to health.
是我们从疾病到健康的交通工具。
It is our ticket from prison to freedom.
是我们从监牢被释放、得自由的出狱证。
Let me tell you a few things about the real life of health, wealth, and prosperity.
让我告诉你有关真实的健康、财富和丰盛的生活是如何的。
The first thing Paul tells us, it is moving from the slums to the mansion.
保罗告诉我们的第一点就是，我们将从贫民窟搬迁到豪宅里去。
And you find that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 to 4.
那记载在哥林多后书五章一到四节。
Paul contrasts our current bodies with future glorified bodies.
保罗以我们现在的身体和将来荣耀的身体做出对比。
He said, if this one is a tent, then the future one is a mansion in comparison.
他说，如果现在是帐篷，将来的就是豪华的大厦。
Do you know what happens to a tent?When it is out in the elements just for a few years?
你知道帐篷放在户外一段年日之后会发生什么变化吗?
What begins to happen is that the pegs get loose and the ropes sag.
插在地里的橛子会松动,绳子也逐渐松弛。
The material begins to tear, and every time it rains, the tent leaks water.
布料开始破损，每逢下雨，帐篷就漏水。
It gets broken and tired.
越来越陈旧破烂。
It gets angry and frustrated.
变得沮丧易怒。
It gets diseased and sick.
体弱多病。
But one day, I'm going to be evicted from this tent.
有一天我要从这座帐篷里撤出来。
My soul will enter into a body that is solid and secure.
我的灵魂要住进一个安全稳妥的身体。
Now let me tell you what Paul is saying about this new body.
让我告诉你保罗如何描述这个新的身体。
Sin will not buffet it.
罪恶再不能伤害它。
Disease will not shake it.
疾病再不能动摇它。
Fear cannot get anywhere near it.
恐惧无法靠近它。
Limitations will not be part of it.
它不再受局限。
Sorrow will have no place in it.
没有忧伤。
It is a glorified body like that body of Jesus after the resurrection.
这是一个荣耀的身体与主耶稣复活的身体相似。
So death for the believer is an eviction from the slums to the mansion.
所以对基督徒来说，死亡就是我们从贫民窟搬出来，并且搬进豪华的大厦。
Secondly, it's like moving from a long-distance relationship with the Lord to having a face-to-face relationship with Him.
第二个变动就是从与主有隔阂，将转变为面对面亲近他。
We see this in verses 5 to 8.
这是第五到八节里所说的。
Verse 5 says,
请看第五节。
Now it is God who has made us for this very purpose.
为此培植我们的就是神。
And has given us the Spirit as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come.
他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据。
When believers get their new glorified body, it will be the fulfillment of God's purpose for them.
当基督徒得到了崭新又荣耀的身体时，那就是实现神为我们所设定目标的时候。
God's ultimate and complete purpose for the believer can only be fully fulfilled when we cross to the other side.
神为基督徒所计划的最高最完整的目的，只有当我们跨越到永恒的彼岸时，才能彻底实现。
When we get out of this body and into our glorified body,
当我们离开了现在的身体，进入永远荣耀的身体时，
God's purpose for all of you who have put your whole faith in His Son Jesus Christ is the ability to fellowship with Him face to face.
所有全心信靠神儿子耶稣基督的人，神对他们所存的心意就是让他们能够与神面对面相处。
Here and now in this life, the Holy Spirit confirms to us that we are God's possession.
在今生，在当下，圣灵保证我们是属于神的。
But in heaven, we will see it fulfilled.
但在天堂，我们将亲眼看见完全的实现。
Here and now in this life, the Holy Spirit gives us glimpses of what it's like to fellowship with God.
在今生，在当下，圣灵让我们看到一眼神与我们亲密相处的情况。
But in heaven, we will experience it firsthand.
但到了天堂，我们就可以亲身感受了。
And that, my friend, is the very secret for positive living.
亲爱的朋友，这就是积极生活的核心秘诀。
That's what verse 6 tells us.
也就是第六节告诉我们的。
That is why we are always of good courage.
所以我们时常坦然无惧。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢?
That means that you can look your physical problems in the eye and say, you cannot discourage me.
就是说当身体健康出了问题时，你可正面地对疾病说，你不能打垮我。
And that is why you can look your financial problems in the eye and say, you cannot discourage me.
当遇到经济困难时，你可以迎向麻烦说，你不能打垮我。
And that is why you can look at anything that troubles you and say, you cannot trouble me because I am on my way home to heaven.
因此你面对任何困扰时都可以说，我走在往天堂回家的路上，所以你无法搅扰我。
Some of you might be asking, how then should the believer live in this life?
也许有人会问，那么基督徒现在该如何活着呢?
In the light of all these glorious things that are awaiting us,
既然我们知道了，将来的荣耀正等着我们呢。
Look with me at verses 9 and 10 of chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians.
请看哥林多后书第五章九到十节。请听我读哥林多后书五章九到第十节。所以无论是住在身内离开身外，我们立了志向要得主的喜悦，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受报。
You notice the word ambition here, which is neutral.
请注意这里所说的立了志向，这个词语是中性的。
There is good ambition and there is bad ambition.
有好的志向也可能是不好的志向。
There are selfish ambitions and selfless ambitions.
有自私的愿望，也有无私的愿望。
If you place the word ambition next to the word pleasing God,
如果你把志向这个词放在得主的喜悦这个词旁边，
then ambition becomes desirable.
这个志向就成了你的心愿。
Holy,
是圣洁的，
sanctified,
纯净的，
and magnificent,
尊贵的。
The question is not whether ambition is right or wrong.
问题不是到底这个志向好不好。
The question is what motivates your ambition.
问题是你的动机是什么。
A person who wants to be the leader of his or her company must ask the question why.
一个人想要成为一间公司的领导，他必须问自己是为了什么目的。
The person who wants to make money must ask the question why?
一个人想要赚钱，也要问自己，赚钱是为了什么？
The person who wants to be an excellent student must ask why.
一个学生想成为尖子，必须问自己，为了什么呢？
Is it to please God or self?
是为了讨神的喜悦，还是为了自己的利益呢？
Is it to glorify God or self?
是为了荣耀神，还是为自己争光呢？
Is it to honor God or self?
是为了尊重神还是抬举自己呢？
Verse 10 gives us the reason.
第十节告诉我们其中的理由。
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来。
What is that judgment seat of Christ?
什么是基督的审判台呢？
Is it the judgment of God upon the believers?
是神审判基督徒的地方吗？
Will the believer stand before the judge to find out if they are guilty or innocent?
是否让基督徒站在审判台前听取有罪或无罪的判决吗？
Will believers be standing in trepidation to find out if they are going to heaven or hell?
基督徒会不会很恐慌地等着看自己将要上天堂或下地狱呢？
No, and a million times no.
不，绝对不会的。
The Bible said that the moment you accept the payment of Jesus Christ on the cross to be for you,
圣经上说，一旦你接受了耶稣基督在十字架上为你所付的赎价，
you escaped from judgment forevermore.
你就永不再受审判。
So what is this judgment seat of Christ we find in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10?
那么哥林多后书五章十节里基督的台指的是什么呢？
The original word bema here means a high set of stairs on the top of which there is a bench.
在原文里 bema 意思是在一组台阶子上有个座位。
Every believer in Jesus Christ, when they get to heaven, they will walk up this set of stairs into heaven.
所有相信耶稣基督的信徒到了天堂后都要走上这些台阶。
For what purpose?
为什么呢？
To receive the rewards.
要领取奖赏。
These rewards are dependent on how much of your life's purpose was to please the Lord.
颁发这些奖赏的根据在于你是否以讨神喜悦为你人生的目标。
This is not God announcing to all the other believers in heaven the sins in your life.
并不是神在天堂向其他信徒宣告你今生所犯的罪。
No.
不是的。
When the Bible said that we have escaped from judgment, it means just that.
圣经说我们已经脱离了审判，确实是这样的。
So appearing before this bema or this judgment seat of Christ is to get the reward that you will receive.
因此站在基督台前是为了领取奖赏。
And your reward is going to be based on your motives as much as your actions.
颁奖的标准是根据你的行为以及你行事的动机。
And so, my listening friend, I want you to remember this as we leave you today.
亲爱的朋友，今天的节目就快结束，请你记住。
Is there going to be rewards for you in heaven when you stand before Christ?
当你站在基督台前时，你会得到奖赏吗？
If you are in doubt, then start living this life for the life to come.
如果你不能确定，现在就开始为了将要来临的永恒而活。
Sometimes,Some Christians are accused of being so heavenly minded that they are of no earthly good.
有的时候人们指责基督徒，只想着天堂却不脚踏实地。
The great thinker C.S. Lewis once said,
伟大的思想家鲁易斯曾说过，
Only those who are heavenly minded are of any earthly good.
唯有心存天堂的人才能脚踏实地。
It is my prayer that your focus will be on the real life to come.
我祈求神让你定睛在将来必然来临的真实生命上。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。很多人都想活在当下，只想享受今生的健康和财富，但是却错过了人生真正的目的。只有当我们掌握了生命中真实的健康、财富和丰盛，我们才能在今生过一个积极的生活。我们要坚定地相信，并立定志向，每一天都要为荣耀基督而活。感谢赞美主。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们下次再会，愿神赐福您。奇妙主。